Sports Central. Basketball.
And Beck Cole joins us from the Melbourne Boomers. G'day, Beck.
Hey, how are you?
Going very well, thank you. Congratulations on your 100th game.
Oh, thank you very much.
How was the milestone celebrated apart from the victory?
I was really taking it all in. It was funny. My general manager called me in the morning. I was still in bed. He's like, oh, can I just grab a quote from you for your 100th game? And I was like, didn't even realise that it was.
Really?
So, yeah. I know it feels like I've been through a few injuries. So, you know, a lot of other teammates my age are up to their, like, 150th, 200th game. So hopefully the next 100 for me are a lot quicker. But, no, it was just awesome to get a win and being back out on the court doing what I love most of all.
Now, Beck, you mentioned the injuries and you've had your fair share of trials and tribulations with your knee more than any other part of your anatomy. I guess there must have been, I think you've had three knee recos, haven't you?
Two knee recos, but seven knee surgeries all up together.
I think for every seven surgeries, they count that as a reco, so you're almost at three. And I shouldn't laugh about it, but you must have, at some stage, you must have thought the 100 games was probably a milestone you weren't going to get to.
Seriously, you know, there was one point in my career where, you know, a couple of surgeons were like, oh, I don't think, you know, we're going to be able to fix you to get you back out on court. And then I went to one surgeon, Julian Fell, who's like, oh, that's rubbish. And, you know, he helped fix my knee. And anyone who knows me, I just work so hard off the court, in the gym, doing my rehab exercises just so I can do what I love. So as long as I'm confident and I'm working hard, I know I can go out and perform on the floor.
What does drive you, Beck? I mean, what does make you butter up after all those? I mean, other people would just go, look, it's too hard. I've had enough. My knee hurts. I don't need to have another person with a knife hanging over me with a mask on. I've had enough of that life. I just want to do something. What drives you?
I think it's just I want to be able to be the, you know, best athlete I can be. I want to be the best that I can be. And, of course, every athlete who is very competitive, which I am, you know, you want to be the best in your position. And one other thing that drives me is, you know, my dad, he never went to the Olympic Games and got a medal. So that's what I have to do.
Now, your dad, obviously, a very well-known soccer player in his time.
Yes. So that's why it's always good having him. He can definitely help me through all the hard times and, you know, can really pick me up and push me through. But we're so competitive, so that keeps me driving as well.
Of course, Gary Cole is the man we're talking about, who's Beck's dad. Look, you had a win. Let's talk about that. That must have been nice because they've been a bit few and far between for the Boomers this year.
Yeah, we started off really well and then I think we lost a fair few games in a row there. So we had nothing to lose and we've been working really hard at training, so it was just so good for it to finally pay off. And, you know, right before Christmas break, and it was just so exciting, such a team effort, and we played such great defense, and that's what really led to our win.
70-50 the win in the end, I guess going into the break now, if you'd have had a loss in this game, you just would have gone into the break as flat as, but you at least going to the break now with a win on your belt and sort of come back out of that with real positive thoughts around the group.
Exactly. And, you know, when you're on a losing streak, it is hard. Like you said, the team does get flat. And after that, the team is pumped. And, you know, you just got to trust in the process and believe in each other. And now we're raring to go for our New Year's Eve game.
Now, how are you holding up at the moment? I mean, you've got the 100 done and dusted. Now you're just going to put the feet up and just sort of laze through the next 100? Or are you in good nick and you're going well?
No, I'm in good nick and going well. Still, you know, starting to find my form now, which is good. And
yep,
when you've been out of the game for a year and a half, that always takes, you know, time to come back. So you have to mentally prepare for that. So I'm just excited for the second half of the season and every day just training and getting better and, you know, hope I'll reach my potential, I think, more to the end of the season and work hard in the off-season on my skills, and I'll be raring to go for next season, that's for sure.
And Townsville is your next assignment that, as you mentioned, is on New Year's Eve. Not all that flash playing sport on New Year's Eve, is it? Or does it make it actually, if you get a win, does it actually make New Year's Eve even better?
Yeah, true. I think if you get a win, it does make it feel extra special, but up in Townsville, they, you know, it's a country town. Everyone gets behind them. The atmosphere will be totally amazing. And Townsville is definitely a beatable team for us. It's always hard to play up there, but this has just given us the confidence and boost at the right time. So we'll definitely be working hard. We go back Boxing Day to start training again and, yeah, hopefully get the W.
So you get the time off now between now and Chris, and the next assignment is back on Boxing Day. Well, that's nice to have a couple of days to enjoy and I guess reflect back on that 100-game milestone.
Yeah, exactly. Just really, you know, take it all in and the games that we've done as a team and individually, and just sort of, you know, put it on reset. We, you know, we start from 0-0 again. This is sort of, you know, the mid break, and we're raring to go, and we just, you know, we want to get on a winning streak now.
Good stuff, Beck. Fantastic to catch up. Well done on the 100 games. Well done on the victory last night over the Canberra Capitals, and good luck for the second half of the season. Have a great Christmas.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, and have a good Christmas too.